We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today was practice number 7 of fall camp, 15 periods of work up on the Steve Anaheline family practice facility, wrapping up around noon with some 2-minute drill. A lot of good work today in the passing game, including some pass rush and pass protection. Also got in special teams work, including an early session where 2 different field goal groups worked on PAT and field goals in succession. I counted 10 straight makes from Evan Staley and Casey Legg from various distance at one point, and Legg also wrapped up today's 2-minute drill by converting a 41-yard field goal as time expired. Officials were again out there today, and at one point I saw one official helping freshman cornerback Andrew Wilson Lamp understand what he's looking for when he calls pass interference. Quarterback Jared Deggie looked proficient working the 2-minute drill, including hitting a big pass over the middle to Bryce Ford Wheaton to get the number one offense in the field goal range. Deggie also made a terrific throw off his back foot with linebacker Jared Bartlett in his face to complete a pass to Sam Brown. I caught up with Coach Brown to get his thoughts on today's practice and what he's looking for tomorrow morning when the team scrimmages inside Milan Puskar Stadium. That's coming up right after this.
You know the sounds. You know that feeling.
Touchdown, West Virginia!
It's game day at Milan Puskar Stadium. And game day only comes 6 times a year.
That kick is good! West Virginia wins it!
Join the 60,000 strong and gold and blue every game day. Get your tickets at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVUGame. Be a part of West Virginia football. Be a part of game day.
Got some work in today?
We did. It was kind of what we categorized as a medium practice day. Really focused on pass game. We're going to have a physical day in the stadium tomorrow, so not as physical today, but got some really good work in with some good on good, working some pass rush, pass protection.
You've had enough practices now. Are you seeing some guys in your back of your mind that are stacking good practice after good practice? There's some that you can talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that, you know, consistency is something that's so vital, not just in football, but in everyday life. And so, starting with our defense, you know, I think that Josh Chandler, Taj Austin, Sean Mahone, Alonzo Adai, Nick Troy Fortune, those guys have stacked good days consistently. And we need those guys on that side of the ball to set the standard, to show all those young guys we have playing behind them how to work. Offensively, if you flip it, Jarrett Daigie, Zach Frazier, Letty Brown, Bryce Wheaton, Sam James, you know, those are guys that have been really consistent through the first week or so. And it's important, like, as far as consistency goes, the guys I listed first have been the most consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And you need that to be a good football team, because practice is so important. And if your top tier guys aren't practicing at high level, you're not getting done what you need to get done.
A guy like Banks is getting a ton of reps.
Getting a bunch of reps, yeah.
Seen some growth there?
He is. He's getting better. It's a process here.
What's going to make you a happy coach tomorrow around noon?
Well, I think that defensively, we've got to run to the football and we need to get lined up. And then we've got to be able to tackle in space. Offensively, I want to see us be able to run the football consistently. I want our communication to be on point. And we need to hit some downfield pass plays.
And that was Coach Neil Brown. Assistant coaches made available to the media following today's practice were Jeff Koontz, Shadon Brown, and Chad Scott. All three had some interesting things to say, and you can watch those interviews on our website, WVUsports.com, or on our official YouTube channel, youtube.com/WVUsports, and those will be online later today. Be sure to subscribe and hit the notification bell to have these videos delivered right to your computers, phones, or smart TVs. And also, don't forget, tomorrow we will have complete post-scrimmage coverage right here on WVUsports.com. That's today's practice report. I'm John Antonik. Thanks for listening.